AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A warning from Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson about what will happen if Congress doesn't come up with the money to fully fund Homeland Security by midnight.
Approximately 30,000 DHS employees will be furloughed, including most of our headquarters staff.
The money for Homeland Security is tied up in a squabble among lawmakers over a presidential order on immigration. The president's directive would let millions of immigrants here illegally stay. There is a bill on the table that would fund DHS for 3 weeks. It would leave the president's order intact. The former head of Britain's counterterrorism office says police and intelligence agencies do not have the resources to keep track of a growing number of terror suspects in Britain. Chris Phillips says the proof is Jihadi John, the masked militant on those beheading videos. He's been identified as a young Londoner who traveled to Syria to join the militants. Meanwhile, the father of an American journalist who was beheaded by the militants is slamming the U.S. government and the press for not doing enough to rescue his son. This is James Foley.
Any of you could go outside the continental United States to school, for a vacation, whatever, and become captured. It'd be captured. And all I can say right now is good luck.
Excuse me, that is John Foley, the father of James Foley. He spoke on KOLD-TV. A White House spokesman says the government acted in the best interests of the nation. An American born in Bangladesh has been hacked to death there as he walked through the streets of the capital city with his wife. Avijit Roy was a blogger known for speaking out against Islamic extremists. Thousands of people in the South are getting their power back on this morning after a winter storm that dumped as much as 8 inches of snow in parts of North Carolina alone. This is AP Radio News. The new season of House of Cards is out on Netflix. Our Matt Smalls got this story.
Season 3 of House of Cards, all 13 episodes, hit the internet earlier today, giving fans a chance to see more of Frank and Claire Underwood's ruthless pursuit of power. When it debuted on Netflix 2 years ago, the series was among the first to release an entire season all at once, fueling a sensation known as binge-watching. And while the award-winning political thriller has been a hit with viewers, just how many Netflix subscribers have watched it remains a mystery because the company won't reveal the viewership of any of its programs. I'm Matt Small.
The priest who transformed the University of Notre Dame into an academic power during his 35 years in charge has died. Reverend Theodore Hesburgh died last night. He was 97 years old. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.